Growing up with my sister Kim always meant that she made me smile, which made me love her so much. But someone else entered her life, who truly loves her as much as I do, her boyfriend Wayne Borromeo. About 2 years as a couple now, I interviewed the both of them where they proved relationships are worth fighting for.
Okay, how did you guys first meet and what were your first impressions of each other?
I first met Kimberly at the Rockwall. She had a friend that actually thought I was attractive. And so, from what I recall, Kim and her friend stalked me on Instagram or Facebook, and...
Yeah, my roommate at the time, she was like, oh my gosh, that guy's so cute, and the way she gets with a guy, she like becomes obsessed with the guy. Like, all of us would just try to get Wayne and my roommate to, like, be alone. So I never really, like, had a first impression. I couldn't really, like, be like, oh yeah, he's totally cute, because, like, my roommate would, like, be pissed. But,
Her and her roommates all went to the wall, and I thought to myself, dang, that girl would be cute. And, I was really attracted to her smile, and, I really thought she was beautiful, and I thought that maybe I could talk to her, even though she didn't even talk to me at all, because the whole idea was get the roommate to like me, but instead I ended up liking the other girl, which is Kim. And, so when they discovered that I thought Kim was cute instead of the other girl, it was kind of sad and disappointing on their end. But eventually, when we were actually both single from our recent breakups, we decided around Valentine's Day to maybe start dating. Or I thought I would hit her up, so I asked my friend, or a mutual friend, for her number, and we went to Pinkberry for our first date.
Yeah, we went on our date, and I was like, oh, this guy's really sweet, and everything was just very easygoing, and it didn't really feel like a tense first date. It just felt very casual and smooth. So I thought that Wayne was really cool, and he's cool and laid back and cute. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah. Okay, so what were the best and difficult times of being together as a couple?
Difficult, we can both agree, is just when we fight. I mean, every couple fights, but then there are times where we feel like we've been fighting a lot, or we're fighting over stupid things.
Or we almost feel like we're about to break up sometimes.
Or feel like we're not supposed to be together. Just a lot of doubts, but I guess ties in with the best times when you... When going back to what Wayne said, just learning how to work our way out of it, and just knowing that the relationship is worth it to fight for it instead of like, well, we tried and just give up. I think that's one of the best things that's really happened, is that we both are mutual with how we feel about each other and a relationship, and we stop fighting and we instead fight for our relationship, and we are getting better and better at it.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
I don't know if it's going to be marriage. I think the minimum is going to be like 4 to 10 years from now. I don't really know. But we're definitely still going to live together. We're still going to have Luca together. And I think that we're going to be happier than ever, having gone through so much and experiencing so much together. And as corny as it sounds, I really look forward to all of it. So in 5 years, I'm going to be happy with Kim. This is Wayne signing out. Peace out.
This is Kim signing back in, saying peace out, and now I'm signing back out. Peace out.